Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hey everyone, Omaha Steaks has all your summer grilling needs covered with delicious side dishes and desserts to complete the perfect meal. Right now, Omaha Steaks has an amazing limited time summer sizzle pack you are going to love, especially if you're going to be barbecuing this weekend. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code LIBERAL into the search bar to save 55% today. For $79.99, your package will include four naturally lean top sirloin steaks, hand-carved and aged at least 21 days for tenderness and flavor, four boneless chicken breasts, four gourmet jumbo franks and kielbasa sausages, a package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet. Get all this delicious food plus a free pound of Applewood smoked steak cut bacon. This amazing package is ready to be shipped straight to your door for just $79.99. Your order comes flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and delivered in a cooler with dry ice, all backed by Omaha Steaks' unconditional 100% money back guarantee. Treat yourself and your family this summer. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com and type LIBERAL in the search bar to order the summer sizzle pack today. And now let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Zeska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Do you wake in the morning with head hurting because you can't think?
The virus, a lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat.
Do big words spoken by people wearing white lab coats cause you to lose basic motor skills?
You know, in April, supposedly, it dies with the hotter weather.
If so, then you may be suffering from MSMD, medical and science mental dysfunction.
Typically, that will go away in April. We're in great shape, though.
But now, there is hope. Because now, Haxel Grift Crime announces Imbisol.
And I hope they use the hydroxychloroquine.
Take two tablets of Imbisol, and the fear you have a lack of knowledge of science and medicine miraculously disappears.
But I hope they use it, because I'll tell you what do you have to lose?
You'll still have a complete lack of knowledge of science and medicine, but the fear of that ignorance will go away.
So we chose Imbisol to help keep us ignorant.
With Imbisol, you don't have to worry about precise tests, peer-reviewed studies, clinical trials, or staring at an eclipse. You're fine.
They'll say it again. What do you have to lose?
You're an imbecile.
I take Imbisol in the morning, and I can spend the day laughing at people that think they're smart.
Take Imbisol today.
Then there'll be a lot of death, unfortunately.
Because science is for people who think too much.
Don't stop taking Imbisol just because your doctor told you to, as this may increase your risk of recovering. People who take Imbisol run a slightly higher risk of stepping on a rake, slipping on a banana peel, or watching Sean Hannity. Do not take Imbisol if you are pregnant, as this will increase the chance that your baby will become involved in Scientology. Before taking Imbisol, tell your doctor that he is very low energy, a loser, and has lousy ratings. Help protect yourself from another lapse into reality. Ask your hillbilly rally crowd about Imbisol.
Bob Zeska! We could not talk or talk forever and still find things to not talk about.
The Bob Zeska Show!
In just a second, you're going to find out why I played that bit at the top of today's show. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, June 25, 2020, and this is the Bob Seska Show presented by BubbleGenius.com. Hi, what's up? My name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Rachel. Day 1,253 of the Trump crisis, 131 days until the 2020 presidential election, and sitting right over there is the Goth Ninja. It is David Ferguson. We call him T-Rex from the T-Rex Report podcast. Patreon.com/the T-Rex Report. Also at Facebook.com/Compromat Band. Compromat with a K, of course. And Jody Hamilton from the Bunker podcast from-the-bunker.com. Also at sexyliberal.com. Welcome, Goth Ninjas. Hi. Hello. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
Hi.
So, boy, we have lots to talk about today. Lots of idiots to make fun of today. But before we get to any of that, there's this person who has been blogging at my website, BobSeska.com, for like the last 10 years or so. And I never mention her a whole lot on the show, and I probably should. This is me fucking up constantly. But Jordan Ashby has been blogging at BobSeska.com. And right now, she is running her summer fundraiser at BobSeska.com. By the way, she's transitioning. She's in the process of transitioning. So make sure to go over there and support her summer fundraiser. She's got a little PayPal button on the summer fundraiser posts over at BobSeska.com. So go and do it. All the money goes to her and to her process. So thank you for doing that. And thank you to Jordan for spending so much time and energy posting over there. I always love checking out her stuff. And of course, it gives me all kinds of ideas for the show. Constantly horking Jordan's material for the podcast. So thank you for that, too. Oh, and also, before we get into the stupid people, congratulations to the great Joy Reid. And I'll tell you why. Joy, as you may know, Jody, Joy is now the 7 p.m. host at MSNBC, the permanent 7 p.m. host, taking over the Chris Matthews slot.
Yay.
Yeah.
I love Joy.
Yeah, she's the best.
About time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, great. Some good news to start off the show with on two different fronts. But meanwhile, as I said, there are lots of idiots. And one of the idiots showed up at the White House yesterday. I don't have a whole lot to say about this other than President Duda was at the White House yesterday.
Look out.
Oh, God.
Camptown Races sing this song. Duda, Duda. Camptown Racetrack 5 miles long. Oh, Duda Day.
Yeah, I have no other reason to mention President Duda other than to say Duda was here.
Look out.
Oh, here we go again.
Camptown Races sing this song. Duda, Duda. Camptown Racetrack 5 miles long. Oh, Duda Day.
That's the only thing I had to say about President Duda showing
President
up at the White
Duda.
House.
Yeah. Where's just, President Duda from?
President Duda's from Poland. President
the Catskills? Oh.
Yeah, that's
Look
right.
Out.
Oh, wait a minute.
Camptown Races sing
he didn't
song.
Say.
Duda, right. Duda. Camptown Racetrack 5 miles long. Oh, Duda Day.
Duda Day.
Sorry.
Thank All you. Right. Thank you,
okay.
Bob.
So enough of that. Enough.
Never
of
do that again. That's enough.
Enough silliness. Because we have broken another record. Yesterday, I think there were over 37,000. I had 38,000 going into the evening last night. That's the number I was seeing. 38,000 plus new daily coronavirus cases in the United States.
God damn it.
Perfect.
That's surprising.
So much winning. So much winning under Donald Trump.
So
thank you. This I wrote for The Banter, thebanter.substack.com last night. Also for my commentary on Buzz Burbank News and Comment. That this is entirely about Donald Trump. This is entirely his fuck up. The first time around, when things were initially spiking back in March and April, we couldn't necessarily say that it was entirely his fault. We knew that it was 60 to 90% his fault. But this time around, with this new spike, I guess you could say it's a spike because the numbers were declining and then they leveled off. And then there's this giant spike. But it didn't decline. The numbers didn't decline all the way. They only declined about a third of the way. And then Donald Trump declared victory. And here we are. Turned the entire thing into a partisan fucking hot potato. Turned everything into a political battle. Made masks about him. Didn't he say the other day that wearing masks was just a statement of people who don't like him? Just people.
Yep. Yeah, because it's all about him.
Yeah. So in the face
Got
of all
nothing to do with like our desire to stay alive.
Yeah.
The worst global pandemic in human history.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear exactly what his influence has been, why we're in this place, why so many people are just like, fuck it, we're not wearing masks, we're not social distancing, and you can't tell us what to do, government, with all of your, you know, laws and things. Mm-hmm. You can't do this. So there was one of those, I don't know, free-for-alls in Palm Beach County where, you know, regular people get to go into the county commissioner's meeting and start mm-hmm. blabbing all kinds of insanity. And oh my God, the rank stupid that was on display in Palm Beach County, Florida this week. I couldn't fucking believe it. But on the other hand, I could totally believe it because
thank you, Florida.
Yeah, because Donald Trump, Palm Beach County is, of course, Donald Trump's new home county, right? That's where Mar-a-Lago right. is, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Well, and I was there last year around this time, and I was astonished at like how many like elder sort of, you know, boomer people I saw just wandering down the street, just like whacked out of their mind. Just like,
really?
Like so much Klonopin and Valium or whatever they're taking that they just have. I mean, someone's Aunt Judy is wandering off her leash right now in Palm Beach.
Oh my God.
Like completely dazed, knock-kneed, glassy-eyed, walking down the sidewalk with a Neiman Marcus bag and no clue where she is. It's just like, I mean, it was really, I was...
You make it sound fun. I mean, that sounds
like a great time
to me. I mean,
it was
totally,
kind of fun, but...
I'm going to spend my retirement years just like that. But you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be spending my retirement years doing this show. God damn it.
God damn it.
No, you're not. We're going to be huddled around a trash fire dressed in rags while shit-colored radioactive snow pelts down on our heads. And we try to fight over the last scrap of a Twinkie that we found.
You know, my only correction to that is I'm going to be wearing a barrel. That's the... If I'm going to lapse into homelessness, get me a barrel, for God's sake. I'm going to go all the way. I'm just going to wear a barrel over my torso. So here's a tape of some of the people in Palm Beach County complaining about having to wear a fucking mask. A mask. You would think you were asking them to crucify themselves or something mm-hmm. like that. And by the way, speaking of crucifixion, they got downright religious with some of this crap. Here we go. Stand by. Hold on tight.
The problem with humanity today is ignorance, arrogance, and apathy. Keep taking the road of least resistance. Keep listening to the TV.
Oh, yeah. Also, Dunning-Kruger on full display.
Oh, yeah.
Full display this, here.
Clearly, this lady's house has no mirrors.
Okay, let's start again. Hang on.
The problem with humanity today is ignorance, arrogance, and apathy. Keep taking the road of least resistance. Keep listening to the TV brainwashing you from birth.
And they want to throw God's wonderful breathing system out the door. You're all turning
oh my
your
God.
God's wonderful breathing system.
Deal without it altogether.
Oh,
we're
going to
photosynthesize now. We're going to get gills.
Oh my God.
Good God. Why are you interfering with God's beautiful breathing system?
Oh my God.
I really have many question marks about your degrees and what you really know. I'm sorry, ma'am,
oh
but I don't
God.
Think that you are worthy of your credentials. And I would ask suggestively that you go back to school and get educated.
Ma'am. You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing
literally.
People.
Oh, this literally killing people.
Literally killing people. This woman is... priceless.
The cherry on the crazy sundae.
Yes, wait. Yeah. There's so much more. Wait till she gets into the 5G towers and every...
Oh, no.
The deep state.
Oh, no, she's going there. You're not even... Go. Oh, let God. It rip.
Here we go.
And the people, are waking up, and we know what citizens' arrest is, because citizens' arrests are already
oh
happening,
God.
Okay?
Happening.
And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you... Doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity.
This is kind of like Alex Jones.
Wow.
This is like
it's
an Alex Jones.
Not
you know, kind of like, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's just, it's like, you know, a cover song, like this different singer singing the same shit, basically.
You people are doing the devil's work, right? I mean, it's all about the devil. It's about Satan coming to Florida and forcing that mask over your face, blocking God's breathing mechanism. Don't you know? that if you block God's breathing mechanism, you turn the friggin' frogs gay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Listen to this and imagine this being delivered in Alex Jones's voice. That just occurred to me.
Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God. You cannot escape God.
Oh my God.
You cannot escape God. I'm going to say that again. You cannot escape God, not even with the mask or 6 feet. Okay? 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when the cameras, the 5G comes out, what? They're gonna scan everybody. We got to get scanned. We got to get temperature.
All right, right, right. So if you're checking off your bingo card, your Alex Jones bingo card, we've got now the scanners. Got the naked body scanners. I guess that's what she's talking about. I don't know if she's maybe talking about the chips, too, the microchipping.
Yeah, that's what Bill Gates is going to do, right?
Yeah, the microchips. Yeah. Oh, my God. My brain
just turned into a tepid smoothie of Alex Jones supplements. It's just like...
I have 18 dumb fuckery bingo cards laid out in front of me. They're all full. They're all full of the chips.
Kids have to go to school with masks? Are you insane? Are you crazy? I think all of you should be in a psych ward right the heck now.
Dunning-Kruger.
Because none of you know what the hell you are all talking about. This is insane. And then you want to open this meeting with a prayer to God. Are you praying to the devil? Because God is not listening to that prayer. Because all of you are practicing the devil's laws. What happened to Bill Gates? Why is he not in jail? Why is Hillary Clinton not in jail? Why are all of these pedophiles that are demanding
pedophiles, bingo. I just got another bingo. She mentioned pedophiles. Pizzagate.
All to listen to their rules. Why are they not in jail? Oh, is it because you're part of them? Part of the deep state?
Your time has expired.
The deep state is going down.
Deep
and
state.
If any of you are in the deep state, you're going down with it.
Thank you, Florida.
Damn it. Wow, so we know exactly who the people are who are screwing over the rest of us by justifying this ridiculousness. I mean, I go back to that guy with a Major League Baseball player last week. It was just another one of them. I guess he's a former Major League Baseball player who was tweeting about how he's not going to wear a mask and succumb to fear. And the entire time...
So he can succumb to COVID. I mean...
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah.
But
the entire time he's delivering this editorial in his car while wearing a fucking seatbelt. Which is basically the same, the car equivalent of wearing a mask, right? It's mandated by law. You have to wear a seatbelt or else you're going to get a goddamn ticket. And by the way, I don't think you're going to get a ticket if you're not wearing a mask. So this is about, 1,000%. You want someone to blame, you blame Donald Trump for this particular spike, because what he has done is he's turned wearing a mask and socially distancing into partisanship. That this is only the purview of, if you're doing all of the sensible things, well, you're nothing but a radical left Democrat. You know, you're you're no better than AOC and all of these people who are trying to destroy America and tear our beautiful statues down, blah, 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 blah. The first crisis wasn't over. We're just not done with the first spike. The first spike was still continuing, and they've decided, hey, that was so fun back in March and April. Why don't we do that all over again? That was wise. And then Donald Trump's on Twitter acting as if, well, the death toll is not a big deal. Our death rate is the lowest. Our mortality rate is the lowest it's ever been. You know, since Monday, there have been over 2,200 deaths in the United States. 2,200 Americans have died since Monday. Before the end of the week, we will have another 9/11 just this week alone. And Donald Trump's like, no problem, no biggie.
This is what I wonder, is if it's just going to be like assault rifles and school shootings. If this is just, you know, the cost of doing business is the pile of bodies.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, is anything going to make our governors do the sensible thing and go back into lockdown?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know that New York, the tri-state area and upstate, you know, in New York, Connecticut, and Jersey just said, if you're coming from Florida, I think California, Arizona, Texas, you can't come here. And if you do come here, you have to quarantine yourself for 14 days.
Oh, my God. So what?
And I don't blame them. I wish California would do that. I wish every state would be like, look, if you're from out of state, you can't come here. And if you do come here, because that's what Hawaii did initially.
Yeah.
And their rates are very low. And now Trump apparently is suing Hawaii to reopen.
Jesus Christ, what?
Yeah, there's some developer, someone that has a place on one of the islands, and basically they've shut down flights into the state, and if you do want to fly there, there are strict quarantine rules. I mean, and if you break them, you're kicked out.
So are they sending people in the old school Polynesian boats now to get fun in Hawaii? You'll get there in a month.
Well, I mean, basically Hawaii said, we don't want you. And so unless you're willing to quarantine yourself for 2 weeks before you are out into our community, you do not come. So some guy has a place there, and I guess he can't charter a plane. He's, you know, because if you charter a plane, the likelihood of getting sick is super low. But either way, it's like if you have a place there, you can quarantine yourself there for 2 weeks. Or he might own hotels that are obviously losing money. But whatever it is apparently the Trump administration has joined in this lawsuit to make Hawaii get its residents dead.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what it's going to do to a state like Hawaii, an island state like Hawaii? I mean, when you're confined in the middle of the Pacific fucking ocean, island by island, and there's no place to go. It's not like you get in your car and you say, well, okay, Texas is experiencing this massive spike in coronavirus. So, you know what? I'm just going to drive a few hours to a place where there's not as much coronavirus. It doesn't happen that way in Hawaii. You start driving and you end up back where you were because it's a big fucking circle around the island.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, and they you heard about some of the tourists that were there because they locked down in March. And so there were some people that were there that were not native, you know, to the island. Mm-hmm. Even if you go fly inter-island, you have to quarantine yourself from Maui. If you go to Oahu, you have to quarantine yourself for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, they're that restrictive even within the state itself because each island literally is an island. So so they were restricting people flying inter-island as well as people flying into the state. And apparently there were some tourists that had been in Waikiki or whatever and decided to, you know, violate their terms of their vacation, so to speak. Basically, they were confined to their hotel room until they knew that they were okay. And these two people were caught twice out and about, so they were kicked out of the state.
So a state that's doing very, very
well,
right thing, keeping the rate of coronavirus as low as possible, keeping the death toll as low as possible. Donald Trump has to go in there and scramble it all. I mean, what do I always say about Donald Trump smearing his taint on shit, ruining shit? He's got to go around and ruin shit. Again, like the little boy who's losing at the fucking video game and gets pissed off and hurls the video game controller off the room, or across the room, and it smashes into 1,000 pieces. And that's what he always has to do. He can't let things go. He can't leave things the fuck alone.
Exactly.
Oh,
I mean, Hawaii, I'm looking at one of the NCOVID 2019, that website. According to it, 835 confirmed cases in Hawaii, the whole state, and 17 known deaths in the whole state.
Wow. Well, that's going to change.
And they've tested 83,000 people, so their testing is huge.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, coronavirus cases accelerating across the mainland United States, Arizona, Arkansas, California, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, all reporting record high COVID-19 hospitalizations. On Tuesday, more than 800 people died from the virus, the first time U.S. fatalities have increased since June 7, and more than 35,000 new coronavirus cases were identified across the United States, the highest single-day total since late April and the third highest total of any day of the pandemic. Case numbers are rising in more than 20 states. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut will now require visitors from virus hotspots to quarantine, as you guys were saying. Top federal health officials warned that the surge could worsen without new restrictions. Trump's administration, meanwhile, plans to end support for 13 coronavirus testing sites across the country at the end of the month, including 7 in Texas. 4 of the 7 Texas sites are in Houston and Harris County, which public health experts say could become the area worst hit by COVID-19 in the goddamn country. Holy shit. So how many people have to die for Donald Trump to get reelected? I mean, that's exactly what this is all about. At what point do
we... Can we slow down the testing, please?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what he said the other night, not only was he not joking, White House staff, not only was he not joking, Kayleigh McEnany, but not only was he not joking, Fox News Channel, he's literally saying he is literally slowing the testing down. He meant every word of what he said. Meanwhile, NBC News is Jeff
Bezos. Now Europe won't let Americans, like, aren't we getting blocked from traveling to Europe?
Yeah, they're contemplating us, Brazil, and Russia not being able to visit the continent of Europe. Because we have the most cases and the most deaths. I mean, that's just where it goes. It's just
Europe is like, they're bringing crime, they're bringing rapists and drugs. Yeah. They're not sending, I'm sure some of them are good people. But
yeah, you know what? I wish President Duda had staged a coup the other night.
Look out.
Oh my God.
Camp Town racers sing this song. Duda.
I told you not to do that again.
Camp Town racetrack 5 miles long. Oh, Duda Dee.
I don't know. It automatically plays every time I say President Duda.
Look out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. People are going to hate me. Okay, people are going to hate me now. What's next? I mean, how much worse can this possibly get? I mean, this spike is now shooting straight up.
Worse.
It's like, again, it's like Al Gore needs a scissor lift to point to the top of the spike at this point, because it's going straight up. We're not on some sort of sloping curve that could eventually curve around and go down again. It's going straight the fuck up beyond where it was at the highest point of all of this. Jim Cramer from CNBC, one of the spazziest of the spazzy white guys in Lower Manhattan, was freaking the fuck out this morning because he knows that this spike is going to wreak havoc with the economy. So it's like Donald Trump doesn't know how to fucking do anything. His goal is, of course, to perform relentless CPR on the economy, right, in order to save his reelection chances. But in the process, what he's doing is he's actually worsening the economy. Because with this spike...
He's trying to do CPR with a hammer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. With this Trump spike, it's going to wreak all kinds of new havoc with the economy, making things worse for Trump. But the thing is, I mean, the slogan, Trump always makes things worse for Trump, now it has to be expanded. The line has to be Trump always makes things worse for all of us. I mean, he's making everything worse.
The thing is like Japan, initially they closed down like amusement parks and schools. Everything else stayed open because they wear masks.
Right.
And their death rate is nothing compared to ours. New Zealand did the right thing. They closed down for like a month. Contact tracing, and that's what's killing me about people. It's like, and nobody gonna contact trace me, that's against my freedoms.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm sorry, that's a health department thing since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
In order to track, I don't know, syphilis, smallpox, polio.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we can go on and on and on and go out for, and as recently as HIV, and it's like it's the health department's responsibility to keep us safe, and for those people to be threatened is insanity to me.
But it's almost like that. I mean, the right wing has been like ripening these rubes on the vine for 30 years. You know, like since the late 90s when Fox News went on the air, they've been making this increasingly credulous class of cretins that are just like ripe. For this kind of, I mean, it's perfect storm of like science denial, pig-headed ignorance, proud anti-intellectualism, and distrust of experts, and it's just like it has real consequences now. Like now, like this week, not climate change consequences, which are supposedly down the road, like as the murder hornets come for us all. But I mean, it really is like it's been a it's like almost like this was, has been a big project. Like they knew this was coming and they just were like, OK, let's make it so that we can create the maximum amount of havoc and damage and destroy infrastructure and wipe out the country's healthcare system.
Well, don't forget that initially when this first started to freak everybody out in March, when he finally admitted that there was a problem that he had known about since November. And everybody's kind of, all right, everybody, we're going to shut down. It's going to not be fun. But even Fox News was saying, stay home, do your part, da-da-da, right?
Yeah.
Then April 7th, I think, was Washington Post, New York Times, and a bunch of other news organizations reported that mainly Black and Hispanic people were dying at higher rates than white folks.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, let's reopen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, by the way, the new Baghdad Bob for the Trump administration, who'd be, of course, Larry Kudlow.
Greenland is a strategic place
drunk
up there, and they got a lot of valuable minerals.
Chuck Top. This guy was out on the White House lawn the other day saying, we got all closed up, it's all over, you don't have to worry about it anymore because the coronavirus is gone, is done. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. And then he fell over and started to choke on his own vomit. And that was a tragic scene. But, of course, once again, downplaying the goddamn thing as it's spiking. Donald Trump on Twitter today, downplaying the whole thing as it's spiking. I mean, absolutely 1,000% counterfactual. Meanwhile, Trump administration considering scaling back the national emergency declared earlier this year to control the coronavirus pandemic.
God, I hate him.
It's just staggering. I mean, exactly the opposite.
He needs his fix. Yeah. He needs to see those stands of people screaming and cheering for him. Mm-hmm. And when he doesn't get it, he gets fussy.
Yeah.
And he won't take his nap and he won't drink his milk. And he just, like, yeah, he needs those audiences screaming for him. That's the only part of being president he actually enjoys.
Yep.
And so he needs it like a tapeworm needs a small intestine. Like, it's just... and it's disgusting. I don't know if you saw that moment in the rally from Arizona where the students were there and he said the kung flu and they let out this like guttural roar.
Racism! Fun!
When I think about that roar, that sound they made, I like to think about just like their faces spewing coronavirus like lawn sprinklers and then they all took a big deep breath.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it was just like...
I mean,
hurry up and die. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm trying so hard to exercise some restraint as I observe things like that, because my instincts are going, hey, you know what? They're asking for it. I mean, this is on them. This isn't has nothing to do with me or you guys or any of the smart people, any of the normals. They are risking their own lives. But then it occurs to me that it's not just them. I mean, I compared it the other day to going out and playing in traffic. Well, yeah, you can go out and play in traffic, but playing in traffic is not going to kill the rest of your family. They're not going to die from you playing in traffic. All the friends and people you interact with on a daily basis, they're not going to die from playing in traffic. But with this, that's exactly what happens. You're not just playing with your own life. You're playing with the lives of everyone you fucking interact with, you stupid goddamn dumb fucks.
Go to my Twitter profile and look at the story about this North Texas family, and it's the whole thing in microcosm. They had a surprise birthday party for someone.
Yeah.
Lasted 2 hours. One person who wasn't even at the party infected someone who came to the party, who then infected 10 people who infected 18 other people.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And now, like, the guy's, you know, it's elderly parents and his, like, sister, who's a cancer patient, are all in the hospital and hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
And it's like the headlines, like Texas family shaken after some, you know, surprise party. And I'm just like, Texas family shocked that virus is going to virus, you know, and that science is science and that it's not, it just.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with the horrible turnout, even in the Tulsa thing, there were 6,200 people there. Secret Service is now in quarantine, which Trump hates that we know about that. Not
dozens,
the fact that people are in quarantine.
Dozens.
He doesn't give a rat's ass about the people that tested positive that work for his administration. He just cares that we know about it.
Yeah, yeah. Eight people in his advance team got coronavirus so they could prepare for that disaster on Saturday.
It was six, and
then
it was two more.
No, it was two more. Yeah, it was a total of eight now.
It was two more. Yeah.
And now we've got dozens of U.S. Secret Service agents, as you said, Jody, now in quarantine after going to that Tulsa rally. That sacrifice for a big motherfucking fuck up. This sound right here was Tulsa, right? That was Tulsa.
It was.
I hope it was worth it, guys.
Well, and the thing is like, even though those people signed whatever waiver, which was an online thing, so it's not really their signature, but whatever, the people that they're around didn't sign anything. So if they get sick, they should be able to sue the Tulsa city, the city of Tulsa, for allowing this stupid rally, Trump personally, and everything around him. And I support those lawsuits. I expect, I would, if I was near somebody. And because I know some, one of Lonnie's cousins knows somebody that was at that rally. And I'm like, I hope they're getting tested.
Sue everybody.
Everybody.
Oh, would Jesus sue?
Mm-hmm. He'd sue everybody. Jesus would fucking sue everybody.
Okay, we have...
everyone needs a good Jewish lawyer.
We have to... we have to do this. David?
Zoom meetings with coworkers are great until you notice those bags under your eyes and deep wrinkles. Let me tell you, brother, those cameras see everything. Now imagine they're gone.
No risky, expensive surgery, just gone in minutes. It's called Plexiderm, a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under-eye bags in the comfort of your own home. Plexiderm is the solution for Zoom meeting eyes. I know, I tried it, and I looked like me just 10 years younger. I'm blown away by the results. Plexiderm can give you the confidence you'll need to look great on Zoom meetings and FaceTiming with friends. They'll be so surprised at how good you look this summer. The best part is Plexiderm goes on clear and lasts for hours. Nobody will know you're using it unless you tell them. Go to Plexiderm.com and you can use my voices code for half off for a full-size bottle of Plexiderm plus an additional $10 off. That's...
That's so great.
That's half off plus an extra $20 or call 800-685-1292. That's 800-685-1292. I need new glasses. And mention the code VOICES. Plexiderm is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit Plexiderm.com or use the code VOICES. That's VOICES at Plexiderm.com.
That'd be TriPlexiderm.com. I just want to make sure we get that in there.
Sorry. I did my best.
685-1292.
685-1292. Or Klondike 5, 1292.
There you go. The Bob Seska Show.
This is great. Oh, and this is Emily McCree. I love her.
Could this be love at first sight? Or should I walk by again? You're photogenically dressed. The conversation begins. Oh, God. Oh, what did I say? Let me start over again. Could this be love at first sight? Oh, wait, I said that before.
That's Louis Gohmert on percussion, tapping his mic.
We're going to talk about that in just one second. Yeah, this is Emily McCree, Love at First Sight from her Chasing Calm EP. Link in the description. It's a wonderful recording. Every single song is beautiful. And it's actually not her most recent album. It's her second most recent album. So you got to buy the whole discography from Emily McCree and as I said, link in the description. BobSeska.com if you want to submit. And we have an Any Music Countdown coming up this Sunday, right? Be the last show I do before vacation. Yes.
I'm so impressed. You know, so many of the people who send this stuff in are such good singers. It's crazy. And you hear all these people on the radio whose voices are auto-tuned to the point that they don't even sound like human expressions anymore.
Oh, I know.
They're just sort of like machines burping and farting. And
that's about right.
It's just like, I mean, I guess, and you know, I've been told this actually by a person, an A&R person from a label, that they don't even care about talent. They want
they don't.
A look. They want a look and a willingness to cooperate.
Boo.
I just finished watching the second season of The Politician on Netflix, which is just brilliant.
Oh, okay.
And Ben Platt, who's a Broadway star, plays the star of the show. And he's also a very good singer. So they have him, because it's Ryan Murphy Productions, so they have him, last season he sang a couple of times, and this season he did a full song at one point. And all I thought was, oh, look, a singer, and even Ryan Murphy's not tuning him.
Well, I can't stand
Ryan Murphy.
This was great news that I found out the other day via email. Someone informed me, and I don't want to name any names here, but there are music journalists who are tuning into this show and the Indie Music Countdown to discover new alternative and indie bands. So
nice.
This is, I was so satisfied and so pleased to hear that, because that's the whole point of doing this. I mean, yes, I get to play music on the show. It's fun for me. It's fun for the listening audience, right? But at the same time, we need to be promoting these bands. I mean, every single band that I've played here on this show should be a household name. They should be at the top of the top 40 charts. By rights, that should be the way it goes. Okay, so moving along here.
Really, though, there's such a gauntlet. It's just like politics.
Yeah.
To be able to make it in the industry, you have to go for so long without getting paid that if you're not already wealthy,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just, you can't survive. You get, like, you hit the bug zapper way before people with trust funds do.
Yeah. But I mean, I have these fantasies all the time that I'd love to put together like a Monsters of Rock tour with all the best indie bands that we play here on the show. I mean, Michael McDermott should be playing stadiums. Emily McCreet should be playing stadiums. Freak Bass, Seth Adams, all should be playing stadiums. I mean, that's
Battle Tapes.
Battle Tapes. Oh my God. I mean, I'm obviously forgetting loads and loads of amazing bands that we play. All of these bands should be touring the country, playing arenas, playing stadiums.
Well, not right now.
No, well, not right now, but in normal times without any sort of, what did Trump call it the other day? Kung flu. Fucking rat bastard.
He keeps doing it. And then Kellyanne Conway. Well,
here's a piece of good news. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, did you hear Kellyanne Conway getting on the CBS News correspondence case about, well, you never said who in the White House called it the Kung flu. And it's like the president is doing that.
Okay, so let's get into another fucking moron. Louis Gohmert yesterday was being the most disruptive fucking toddler.
Toddler.
I have ever seen in my life. This is what happened yesterday. The serious Judiciary Committee meeting hearings about whether or not mm-hmm. we should impeach Bill Barr, which I think is going to move forward. I think there may actually be a strong possibility
of
Bill Barr.
I think so. I think that's why Nadler was doing this, was because he wants to do it. But now it's like, really, he's got to do it now. Even if it doesn't go to the Senate until after the election, mm-hmm. just do it all the way up to the election. Take all the air out of everything. It would be fantastic.
Yeah. So we have this.
Know, two things.
Yeah.
I look at Louis Gohmert and I see the volleyball from Castaway in his seat.
Volleyball smarter.
That's right. Don't do that to Wilson. Wilson was a good guy. Louis Gohmert's a fucking
Is he proud of himself? I mean, does he like, you know, do they like meet up in the Republican locker room and smack him on the back? Like, good thinking, man. That was a genius plan to just pound on your desk like a fucking monkey.
Yeah.
To drown out the testimony of a public servant who has had the courage to come forward knowing that they are going to be pilloried by the right wing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are going to be absolutely drawn and quartered. And then fucking Louis Gohmert is just like, I'm going to just beat my open palms on this desk like a fucking 2-year-old. And I mean, was this like, did they plan this? Did they but be like, hey.
Yes.
Louis, here's the plan. You like fucking bring a kazoo. Oh, you don't have a kazoo? You don't know how to play one. Okay. Well, beat your hands on the desk. How's that? Can you do that? I mean, just like give him plastic hammer and some wooden blocks and he'll be fine, and a diaper.
Yeah.
They did the same thing during the impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was not as childish, but it was very.
This is a new low for me.
It was, I mean, Louis Gohmert literally using his time just to thank his wife for staying married to him.
Yeah, right.
Instead of actually questioning anybody. It's like, I hope she has filed for divorce today.
Yeah, well, she first have to unchain herself from the
radiator.
The radiator in the basement. Yeah. She have to break those cable ties that are keeping her tied down to the radiator in the basement.
Exactly. She's a handmade outfit.
God. So, yeah. So they love to do this. They think they're owning the libs when they act like Stillwell from League of Their Own. You know, when they act like the little boy who was going, you're gonna lose, you're gonna... That kid from A League of Their Own. That's who the Republicans are now. That's Trump. That's Louis Gohmert. That's all of these people. Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows. All the way. Well, now Mark Meadows is chief of staff.
So Matt Gaetz.
They're promoting him. Matt Gaetz, especially Matt Gaetz.
And his adopted son.
Nestor. Adopted son in dick quotes, right?
Yes, yes. I thought you could hear them. I mean, up to the ladder. It's hard with my tiny four limbs.
Okay, well, here's Louis Gohmert yesterday disrupting things by tapping, I don't know, his class ring or something on the dais.
Piece of shit.
And bear in mind, what we're talking about here are hearings with two different people. The whistleblower from the Department of Justice who called out Bill Barr for politicizing the DOJ and especially the Roger Stone trial.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, and this was the actual speaker who was testifying at the time, Donald Ayer, who was deputy AG right before Bill Barr was deputy AG during the George H.W. Bush administration. So
he's a monarchist.
That's the setting, yes.
I mean, he really is like the divine right of presidents, you know? Mm-hmm. He really believes that a president can like walk on water and, you know, raise the dead or whatever. Just the laws are the laws of physics and the national justice just bend around the president like a prism or something. It's just this...
So...
Yeah, so let's get a taste of what was going on yesterday with Louis Gohmert and the tapping.
It needs to be said that Bill Barr does regularly lie in ways that impact official action.
Mr. Chairman, there's not order in the room. There's a banging.
No, there's certainly not.
Mr. Chairman, would you have Gene Krupa removed?
Listen to that.
Mm-hmm. God, the only way I can survive this is imagining that's a hammer on his head that I'm holding.
Yeah, dare to dream. Yeah, that would be the perfect.
If I had a hammer, I would hammer in the morning.
Hammer his head. His fucking wooden head. Oh my God. His perfectly spheroid head. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, it continued on and on and on.
This will conclude.
No, he wouldn't stop.
That's what you said while ago, and he didn't conclude.
The gentleman will suspend. The witness will conclude.
So the last thing I want to sum up with, I've said all the rest of this, but the last point I'd like to make is that I think his crowning dishonesty in the face of what he is doing to the Justice Department is the picture that I saw in the New York Times a few weeks ago, a portrait of Edward Leavy on the wall of his conference room.
Hammer.
Though the current incumbent has anything but disdain for the beliefs and achievements of his predecessor. Thank you, Your Honor.
Wow. What a cock.
Piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't imagine that. I mean, who votes for this guy? Who's like, man, that's my man up there in Washington, sticking his libs by beating his class ring on the fucking desk.
Well, that's it right there, Louis Gohmert. You know what Louis Gohmert is? Louis Gohmert is 1,000% the product of gerrymandering. That's the only reason Gohmert. But I mean, you want to talk about shitting yourself. Imagine Louis Gohmert when he was a judge. I mean, this guy was presiding over the lives of people.
Louis Gohmert is 10 pounds of coyote shit in a 6-pound bag.
Yeah. With apologies to coyote shit. Jesus.
Yeah.
This is what they do. They're disruption agents. What they do is they manufacture chaos. And then we all go, oh, this is chaotic. This is ridiculous. This is childish. And they go, ha, 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 we got you. Ha, ha, ha. You're owned. And so that's supposed to be a victory for them. That's how they quantify winning, right? As long as we're outraged by their ridiculously childish behavior, that's a win for them.
This is America.
Well, that's what Jon Stewart was saying. Jon Stewart was on with Stephen Colbert last night, and there's a great clip going around Twitter with Jon Stewart. I was talking about how Joe Biden wasn't his first choice. Joe Biden was maybe his fourth choice or somewhere down the list. And I think we can all say this, but he said, here's the thing about what we're all going through right now. We're all terrified. We're all grieving for our country because what Donald Trump has done, what the Trump reaction to coronavirus has done, his reaction to all of the disasters that are happening simultaneously, has allowed us to view ourselves in a way that I don't think we've seen before. And he was kind of spinning this in with or wrapping this in with American exceptionalism, where in order to be exceptional, you have to constantly work at it. And
it's a daily thing.
Yeah. And what we need now more than anything is someone who has empathy for the process of grieving. And that's what Joe Biden provides. Biden knows what it's like to grieve for the loss of something and how to proceed forward, how to bounce back. And that was such a fucking perfect way to frame it. In fact, I'm hoping the Lincoln Project, I'm hoping the DNC, I'm hoping all of the pro Joe Biden PACs are making advertisements right now with that theme looped into the mix, because it gave me chills just listening to it and listening to Jon Stewart sincerely lay out in such articulate terms the benefit, the quality of having Joe Biden as the nominee. And it took me a long time to come around to that idea of Joe Biden being the Democratic nominee. Those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis know that. But now that we're here, I absolutely get it.
It's a serendipitous choice.
I think. Yeah,
and it's an unexpected benefit is we have someone who has soul, who's known real pain, who's survived it. And, you know, that's the whole, like, essence of, I mean, that's what makes soul music so amazing and makes, you know, it, It's about the resilience.
Yeah.
It's about, like, you know, Aretha Franklin is singing about pain, but her voice is a bonfire. You know? Right. And it's just like that's, and I think that's something that we are all feeling now as a country after the death of George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
We are grieving and we need to have like a real tear down, cry your eyes out, rip your clothes, beat the floor funeral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're not having funerals now.
Well, no, we're not.
And we all know someone who's died since this began.
Yeah.
And we're not, I mean, grieving is now, it's just something we have to do like on a daily basis by ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's not how we're built.
No, it's not. I mean, just so you guys know, my mom actually spent time with Vice President Biden several years ago when they started the moonshot that they were going to try to get the cure to cancer or some sort of better way to treat cancer.
Outstanding.
And so he asked her to come out to this one event because they share both had lost children to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got to meet with him privately for about 20, 25 minutes, just the two of them. And she said,
"There be a fly on that wall."
Mm-hmm. Well, she just said he is genuinely kind. They had a mutual grief, unfortunately, that tied them together, being strangers up until they met. But it was a genuine concern for the other, and a genuine just, we've gotten through it. We will help others get through this, and we're going to do this to help everybody else, hopefully in the future, not die from this horrible, you know, disease.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Amanda, she has friends that know the Bidens very well and have known him for his whole political career. And as far as Tara Reid or any other thing that they're going to try to throw at him, they're like, you know who the creepy guys are in Washington.
Yeah.
And they've never heard anything about Biden like this, you know? And so they're like, he is a genuinely kind human being that genuinely wants to help this country. He has made mistakes as a politician, like most of them do if they've been there for more than 5 minutes.
Yep.
And if we give him a progressive House and a progressive Senate, he will sign progressive legislation. FDR was not as progressive when he got into office as he was when he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
They made him, he had a Senate that supported certain legislation. He had a House that supported him, and they gave him the legislation to sign the New Deal and various other things that helped this country. Because he was a moderate and he was
one
elected.
One thing about that's completely the opposite of Donald Trump about Joe Biden is that, Joe Biden has got some years on him and he has learned from them.
Exactly.
Yes.
Whereas the definition of insanity is President Trump doing the same things over and over and over and over and expecting different results. I mean, President Trump has left a smoking trail of destruction and has no concept of any acquired wisdom.
Yeah.
Because no one's ever forced him to have any consequences. Well, right. He doesn't care about anyone enough to grieve for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think that makes him insane. I think that makes everybody that's allowed him to get away with it insane.
Yeah.
I mean, he will act different, Susan Collins. He will not act. It's somebody that Lonnie used to work with. It's the same thing. Why does everybody work with him? And I'm like, I don't know. I walked away from that guy a long time ago because he's nuts, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be, I don't want to be around him. I don't want him in my home. And Lonnie was like, well, you know, and I'm like, hey, you guys are saying he's crazy when he's getting away with it because you let him.
I mean, the commonality, the Venn diagram overlap between Trump and his supporters. And by the way, Trump has hoodwinked his people into thinking he's like them and they're like him. But that's not the case. The only point of overlap, though, is that Trump's red hats and Trump himself are each societally stunted. They have not advanced into full-blown adulthood from a values point of view. They don't understand what being a grown-up actually entails. They just think, well, you get to a certain age and hello, bingo, you're a grown-up. But that's not how it works, because you have to reflect grown-up values. You have to reflect maturity. You have to reflect rationality and just a sense of basic decency. And what Joe Biden does, on the other hand, is, and they're even campaigning on this. I mean, this is part of the Biden campaign, part of the messaging, is that they're restoring the soul of the country. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a great way to put it, because we have lost sight of the soul of the United States, the values, while, again, much like Joe Biden, much like many politicians, we have our national flaws. We know what our sins are. But despite that, we've always pushed forward to improve ourselves. It's like Barack Obama's "A More Perfect Union" refrain, where he was constantly going back to, we're not perfect now, but we're always striving to be more perfect. We're striving to form a more perfect union. And so
the thing is, I don't think anyone with a conscience or any like moral awareness or any at all could watch the George Floyd video and think this is okay. This is a status quo that we need to defend.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why 2/3 of the country now support the Black Lives Matter movement.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of, you know, how many like have 9, 8, 7 years of constant Fox News propaganda that they're an anti-cop organization that are trying to, you know, just that 8 minutes has changed the conversation completely.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? There's another story I want to get to here in just a second from North Carolina. It's horrible, horrible, horrible what these cops were saying on this open mic. Fortunately, they've all been fired. 3 cops in North Carolina have been fired over these remarks. And we'll talk about that in just 1 second, right after these words.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska!
This is at Project Leavesden. A song called My Dear Friend from their Illusion album. Oh man, if you're a fan of metal like I am, you gotta buy this whole damn album. I did. I strongly, strongly recommend it. Again, bobseska.com/music if you want to submit. Links in the description to support all of the bands here on the show. Indie Music Countdown coming up this weekend. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, North Carolina. These cops were fired after planning to slaughter black protesters. This is a real story, obviously, and it just blew me away. And it shouldn't surprise me. It shouldn't surprise any of us. But again, you see this stuff and you can't believe that these guys are dumb enough not only to believe these things, obviously, but then to do it in a format where they're being recorded. I mean, I still can't get beyond that, where whether it's the Karens or whether it's cops or whether it's whoever, knowing that they're being recorded, they continue to behave like this. The on tape, fired North Carolina police officer said, "We are just going to go out and start slaughtering them." Expletive. "I can't wait. God, I can't wait." They talked about a civil war to wipe them, and we're of course talking about black people, off the expletive map. I'm just reading the transcript here, so it is censored. I wish I knew what the expletives were. That'll put them back.
Oh, I do what they are. They're fucking in the N-word.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they concluded by saying, "That'll put them back about 4 or 5 generations." Wow. Okay. So they were fired. So Jeez, can you imagine had they not been fired? I wonder whether they would have carried this out or if they were just bluffing. But it doesn't.
Well, they would have had a hell of a time separating all the black protesters from the white protesters, because it was a pretty mixed crowd in North Carolina, yeah, from what I saw. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you're going to selectively like make the bullets run around the white people.
Yeah, I don't know. But meanwhile, NBC News' Jeff Bennett reported this. Two sources tell NBC News that Trump personally called Interior Secretary Bernhard and asked the Park Service to put back the statue of General Albert Pike, Washington, D.C.'s only outdoor Confederate statue. So Donald Trump, again.
To put it back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he calls them, there have been some stupid people bringing down monuments to the Union side and to people, yeah, that were actually abolitionists. And that's just because we don't teach anybody anything anymore. And if they dress like, right, we don't teach anybody anything. They, it looks like it's Civil War related, they want it down. So that's just stupid schooling and ignorance. Or it could be the racists pulling down those going, see, even, you know, good people are getting torn down. But Trump is literally referring to Confederate statues and saying that people should go to prison for 10 years under the Veterans Protection Act. These people weren't veterans of this country.
No.
And have
the
you seen
statues tripped and fell.
They tripped and fell. Have
they
you seen
fell harder
meme?
Than they were pushed.
Exactly. And have you seen the meme going around Facebook yet with somebody tearing down the Berlin Wall and going, God, I don't remember anything about this. Do you? Because, I mean, they tore it down.
Oh, Jesus Christ, right.
Good call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and I had somebody argue with me about the Confederate flag and statues and things. And I said, look, they're called history books and museums.
And you know what's baffling me right now, too, is the right-wing outrage, or I should say the red hat outrage, mm-hmm, over Aunt Jemima, for God fucking sake, and Uncle Ben.
Did you see that woman with the blonde hair who was like a college student who was like, Aunt Jemima is a great American success story. She was a freed slave who became the face of pancakes worldwide.
What the it fuck?
Oh my God.
No. I mean, why are we so wrapped up with completely inconsequential shit? If they want to take Aunt Jemima off the fucking syrup bottles, that's who the fuck cares?
It's their prerogative.
That's totally their prerogative.
Who is emotionally invested in Aunt Jemima? Who is going to sit there and cry over their pancakes?
Yeah, totally.
Because they miss, you know, their racist friend. I mean, just...
It doesn't make any... none of this makes any fucking sense. We are so outside the realm of reality. I mean, this is some form of in-progress, revisionist, racist horseshit. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I don't even...
Can I just say, for the record, yeah, Bubba Wallace can get it. Ooh, have you seen him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh, my. Ben and I were like, who's that? And they're like, that's Black NASCAR River, Bubba Wallace. And I was like, hello, Bubba. I'm going to have to call you Wallace, baby.
All right. Well, guess what? I'm on vacation all next week. So there will be no shows Tuesday through Friday of next week. No after party, no post-mortem shows. So you're going to have to get along without me. But I am going to see about posting maybe some special features on our Patreon page at BobSuskinShow.com.
I swear to God, I'm going to say this, so I have to do it now.
Okay.
I am going to make some videos. I've been watching Jen Kirkman's videos, and they're so fun.
Yeah.
And I know it's not easy. The thing about Jen is she's so hard to look away from. She's so, like, she's got you, and it's so entertaining.
Yeah.
Even though she's just sitting there playing, like, old lounge music records and just talking about her hair. Yeah. You know, and it's just like, oh my God, you're the most fascinating person I've ever seen. I
know exactly what you're talking about, because I did a total deep dive on YouTube the other day. I had some time to kill, and I did a deep dive watching her old Drunk History appearances, which, if you haven't seen
them,
go after you're done doing this show, go and watch Jen Kirkman on Drunk History. She was on five.
Sarah Cooper's going to be hired soon to do that, because she does really good lip sync. So,
oh yeah!
Oh my God. She's the 3D Tiny Trump, and that she is the only way that his words are bearable. Like, I can watch her do it for hours.
Oh, I know.
But I mean, if I actually see his face when he's talking, it's like I'm running for the room. Like,
I
just can't wait until he's just like, till we never hear his voice.
You can't let that happen to me.
No, don't let it happen to him.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So, by the way, my Patreon page, once again, is patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. David's Patreon page is patreon.com/TheTRexReport. Jody Hamilton's website is from-the-bunker.com. Also, part of the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network at sexyliberal.com. All right, postmortem show coming up next on our Patreon page. Meanwhile, thank you for listening. We'll see you in, let's see what... It'll be on a Tuesday, probably like Tuesday, something like the 6th or 7th. I don't know what it is. I don't know the date. Take care, folks.
It would be the 7th.
Bye-bye. Now more than ever, we're all talking about our hygiene, aren't we? We're washing our hands. We're sneezing into our arms. We're trying not to touch our faces. But what about your cell phone? It's a huge carrier of germs. And yeah, phones are a vector for disease, and we rarely ever clean them. We barely ever get any of the gribblies off of there. But we're constantly touching our phones with our hands, even pressing them to our face, getting the gribblies all over our faces. It's time to take cleaning your phone seriously with the Clean Phone Pro. The Clean Phone Pro sanitizer uses medically proven UV light technology to kill 99.99% of all bacteria that comes in contact with your phone, better than wipes and safe for your device. The Clean Phone Pro gets every inch of your phone clean with 9 high-power UVC lights. There's a dedicated wireless charging pad on top of the chamber. You can be sanitizing your other items while wirelessly charging your phone, or you can just use the Clean Phone Pro as your go-to charging station any damn time you want. And go to thecleanphone.com today and get the Clean Phone Pro for just $89 in free shipping when you use the code SEXYLIBERAL. You can also use that for your N95 masks, too. If you're serious about hygiene, it's time to get serious about cleaning your phone. Go to thecleanphone.com and keep your phone truly clean. Remember to use code SEXYLIBERAL for 2-day free shipping, and it's going to ship immediately. That's thecleanphone.com, thecleanphone.com.